This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Drinking water standards for plutonium, 100 times too weak. A recent report released by the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research finds that drinking water standards for plutonium and other alpha-emitting long-lived transuranic radionuclides to be 100 times too weak. The report, entitled, quote, Bad to the Bone, Analysis of the Federal Maximum Contaminant Levels for Plutonium-239 and Other Alpha-Emitting Transuranic Radionuclides in Drinking Water, end quote, recommends that the maximum contaminant level, MCL, for these radioactive contaminants should be reduced from 15 picocuries per liter of drinking water to 0.15 picocuries per liter. Alpha-emitting long-lived transuranic radionuclides such as plutonium-239 and 238 are man-made. Alpha particles do not travel far in the air and can be blocked by a sheet of paper. However, when ingested or inhaled, alpha particles concentrate on the surface of the bone and radiate it. Over time, the cells mutate in response to the radiation. The mutated cells then reproduce, causing more mutated cells and eventually bone cancer. The current MCL for gross alpha-emitting contaminants was set in 1976 and is based on the scientific knowledge of the 1950s. At the time the regulations were made, it was believed that this radiation would uniformly impact the skeleton, and the MCL was set so as to limit the radiation dose to the whole skeleton. However, subsequent studies have shown that plutonium and other similar acting radionuclides concentrate in the cells on the surface of the bone. As a result, the dose to these cells is about 100 times greater than previously believed. The report asserts that the MCL must be changed if the original intent of the regulations is to be preserved. Tests of drinking water in states where plutonium is a threat to water resources found that the stricter standards are currently being met. However, the report recommends that EPA revise its drinking water regulations for alpha-emitting long-lived transuranic radionuclides during its upcoming review of drinking water standards so as to prevent future harm. The report also recommends that the DOE evaluate its cleanup and efforts to decommission Cold War weapon sites now with a view to meeting the tighter standard. In order to do so, the report recommends that DOE evaluate the public water systems that are near DOE sites with major plutonium wastes or dumps and evaluate and possibly intensify its on-site monitoring so as to meet the proposed standard. There are many states around the country in which DOE sites are located that pose potential risks to drinking water. These states include Idaho, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, New Mexico, South Carolina, and Georgia. Over 20 groups joined with IEER in sending a letter to EPA requesting the change. EPA issued a statement saying that it will consider the findings of the report in its upcoming review of drinking water standards. Jeremy Maxand, executive director of the Snake River Alliance, Idaho's nuclear watchdog, said, quote, once plutonium gets into the water, it will not be possible to remediate it. The EPA needs to act to ensure that the DOE adheres to protective norms so far as drinking water is concerned, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.